Now, I have a few minutes just to add a bit to this name that was given to Jesus. You know, when you were growing and developing inside your mum, ready to be born, there would have been a lot of thinking going on as to what shall we call him or her when they're born. Parents do that. They think a lot. Names are very special. And part of a name is getting it just right because it wants to mean something when that person has been born. And that's true for all of us. Now, some of us, when we were having children, we got a baby name book and we looked through different names. I gather, because I looked online on the internet, that these days they have an online baby name generator. So you put in all your bits of information and they tell you and suggest. Don't know what you think of that one. I know when we were having our children, we had a little sort of game to play at home, which went a bit like this. We wanted to know what the name would sound with the surname when they got to school and teacher would call out the register. So we would practice to hear how that would sound. Susanna Welch, that sounded good, so we went with that one. And then we tried another thing. What would it be like if they were being called by somebody? And so Rachel would go to the top of the stairs, usually, I think, and we would shout to hear what it was like. Fraser Welch, and that one was all right. So we didn't get these first time, I hasten to add, but we thought of those names that way. And then another one we tried, well, what was it like if you were picking up the telephone, answering with your name? Amelia Welch speaking, like that one, so that was good. So there, that's how we did our three top tips to anybody who needs that this morning. But you know, throughout the Bible, names are really, really important. There was Abraham and Sarah who, when they heard that they were going to have a baby and they were so old as a mum and dad, they laughed and they chose their name on that basis that Isaac means he laughs, they laugh. You think of Peter in the New Testament, the disciple who followed Jesus. His name means rock. And he was going to be somebody who was going to be strong for Jesus, strong for God. So sometimes the name is about the person. And that's what we're thinking about this morning when we come to Jesus, whose name given 700 years before he was ever born. As the seekers have just reminded us in that wonderful prophecy from Isaiah, one of the names that he would be called Wonderful Counselor. And we're going to think about that name for just a few minutes. And I want to start with a name game. Now, I need some help, and this is for all ages, because it's an all-age service. Okay. Guess who? Where's Jenny? Here they are. So, there you are. Okay. I wanted someone to help me build a house. Charlie, on your team over here, what have you got a few suggestions? Or
the main suggestion was Bob the Builder.
Yes.
It was Bob the Builder.
So well done to you all. Very good. You got that. So connecting with what I'm thinking about here. Number two, someone to come alongside me and help me with my golf.
We had Lee Westwood.
Ooh. We've got Rory McIlroy.
We had Rory and Luke Donald
and Tiger Woods.
Yep. Well, I was thinking of Tiger Woods, I have to say. In fact, we've got some pictures here to run. I've forgotten totally about. There you go. So there's Tiger. And Les, thank you for that suggestion. Les Abdullah is free if you need any advice for the golf swing. Good. Number three, I've been playing a bit of football. I need a goalkeeper. Who did I think of?
We've got Peter Schmeichel.
Joe Hart. Steve Jones.
Peter Shilton.
Depends which generation you're from, I think. But let's have a look. Who did I come up with? Joe Hart. So well done to that team in the balcony there. Born in Shrewsbury. Anyway, let's move on quickly. Great lad. Question number four. I wanted somebody cuddly. Now, I think you might have all got this. Emma, what did you say?
We've got Pudsey.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
We had Pudsey, but also Terry Wogan.
I'm Putty.
Great. Good answers for you all. Well done to that. Thinking what I was thinking. Number five, my singing needs a bit of improvement.
Gareth Malone.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, we had Gareth. We also had a random suggestion of Mr. Michael Ead.
Well done.
David Cary Grant and Tracy.
Well done.
Simon Cowell.
Great. Good. Interesting suggestions there. But I was thinking of Gareth Malone, particularly, who helps many people sing. Now, the last one, a top team of undercover spies. A bit harder, maybe, but some got it.
Spooks.
Right, maybe.
Yeah, we had Johnny English, Emily and Johnny, for those who remember them.
James Bond and Johnny English. We've got GCHQ and MI5.
Great. Well, I was thinking of the kids' programme, MI High. Anybody watch MI High? A few of you. So a few of you could have got that one. But that was what was in my mind. Thank you very much. A round of applause for you all. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Now, of course, it's really difficult to know what somebody else is thinking. It's impossible sometimes. And here's the thing, that even if I was able to get Tiger Woods to help me with my golf, or Gareth Malone to help me with my singing, or Joe Hart with my football, they could help me with that bit of my situation that I needed help with. But there's loads of other things that they can't help with. And so when we think of God coming to this world, sending his son Jesus, he is sending one who can help us and come alongside us for every single situation that we need. And I want to think about a few words as we do it this morning, very quickly. Think of the word wonderful, because that was part of the word name given to Jesus. I know we sometimes say, oh, that was wonderful. Chocolate is wonderful. But here's the thought. When we talk about something being wonderful, really, what it means is being absolutely amazed, almost like our jaw drops. I'll tell you a time when I had this. I went to see a waterfall on the America-Canada border, Niagara Falls, as it's called. And it was so amazing. I just stood like that and my mouth dropped open. It was amazing. It was wonderful, full of wonder. And it's a great word to be given to the name of Jesus, because he is really wonderful, full of wonder. When he was born, the angels filled the sky. They were full of wonder and delight. They were thrilled at Jesus being born into this world. When the shepherds came to bring their gifts, as we've seen this morning, they were filled with wonder, because here was God's love gift to this world. And the same with the wise men, and same with men and women, as they came to see Jesus as he grew older. And they would see what he would do, and he would help people, and he would open eyes that were blind. He would even make people walk again. He could make sometimes people who were dead come back to life again. If you saw that happening, your jaw would drop open. Wow. Jesus is wonderful. Amazing. The other bit of his name is the name Counselor. And I want to think about Counselor just for a minute, because it's sometimes a word maybe you don't use often. But we thank God that there are some people, human beings that is, who are counselors, who can help us when we're in difficulty, and they give us good advice. And when we're stuck with things in life, they come alongside us and help us understand what to do. Now, they're great. But Jesus is even greater. Jesus is the greatest counselor. And I want to think about this from the word counsel that is used in the Old Testament. When one day a bloke called Job and God are having a discussion. And God is saying to Job, look, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Who's this coming into my presence who doesn't really understand everything? And what God went on to say in Job 38 and 39 is that actually human beings know nothing. If that was all the knowledge in the world, we know a tiny dot of a pen or a pencil. Whereas God knows everything. God says to Job, where were you when I laid the earth's foundations? Well, of course, Job wasn't there. We weren't there. God did it. And then he asks the question, can you bring out the stars at night? And Job is meant to stop for a minute and to think about that night sky with all the stars in just the right place and the beauty of the planets and amazing things that God has put. Job wasn't there, but God was. He knows how it all works. He knows that if the planets, or certainly the sun, was 1 inch this way or 1 inch further away, it would all go out of balance and the world wouldn't be here. God knows all those things. He knows the laws of the heaven. And so we remember that Jesus is the one. In him is the fullness of God. In him is God himself. He is God. And he has such amazing knowledge and power. That when you want some advice, here's the top tip. Don't go to somebody who just knows a little bit about the subject. Go to the person who's the best, who knows everything. And in Jesus we find such a counselor. Over the centuries, there have been what's been described as the seven wonders of the world. Let me just show you a few pictures of them. Artist's impressions in some cases. Amazing buildings, and you look at these buildings and you would say, wow, how did they ever manage to build them like that? Or you could go and look at some of the nature things in the world, like Niagara Falls, and say, wow, how did that ever come into being? That's amazing. But much more important that in Jesus Christ, who is God, we find someone who is the wonder of the world. The one who isn't just here for a few years or centuries and then breaks apart or is superseded by a bigger wonder. But the wonder of the world, the wonder of this earth, who loved this earth and gave himself for us. And I want to end by just saying three things very simply, because this is for you if you're young or for some of us who are a bit older. That when Jesus, who is the wonderful counselor, was born into this earth, we have God coming really, really close. Now, just think of the three words I'm going to give you. Number one, he's a wonderful counselor, and because he has all the knowledge, because he's God, he understands everything about you. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're scared. For some of us, when we're getting older and we're feeling rather confused about things, maybe we don't like ourselves or we don't like the situation, we need some help. Jesus is the one who comes alongside. And he understands. And he can sympathize with us in our weakness. But unlike you and I, unlike our human counselor, he's without sin. He's perfect. He's wonderful. And in every sense of that word, his knowledge is miraculous. Second word, he comes alongside us. Where we are on life's journey. He's interested in you and your situation. He's caring for you and your situation. And I know sometimes people think that God's a million miles away. Where are you, God? They shouted him. But in Christmas, we remember that God gave his son close, a baby for each of us who grew up the savior of the world. And here's the final amazing thing to say this morning. God isn't far off, but he's come so close to us, not just beside us. But he wants to come and live within us. And here we have this lovely pointer in Isaiah, down through the centuries, where one day God would send his son, Jesus, the Savior, the Lord. And Jesus, who would say to his disciples, one day I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you my counselor. He's going to be the same as I am. He's going to teach you what to say when you need to know what to say. He's going to help you to do things when they're difficult. He's going to come alongside you. He's free. He's available. You don't have to pay 30, 40 pounds for an hour session with him and then go away. Rather like Tiger Woods or Joe Hart, they can come and God in Jesus comes to live within us to make the difference, to forgive our sins, to make us right with God, to remind us just who we are and his great love for us. That's the word for this morning, the name for Jesus. Wonderful.